Hey everyone, Pastor Chris with you again, and guess what? You made it! You finished the New Testament, and all in 1 year. 27 books, 260 chapters, we got them all. Guys, what an accomplishment. What a journey. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of us. We made it together. Okay, truth be told, recording those took us a lot more than a year. More like 12 years. But hey, I'm still celebrating for both of us. Now, the big question is, what's next? Actually, we're going to hold off on that question for a couple days. Sometimes we're a little too hasty to ask the what's next question. You just worked really hard and accomplished a major feat. What are you going to do next? Hold on. Take a minute to enjoy this. Take it in. Reflect. Rest and reflection are biblical concepts. Now, the what's next question is good in many ways. It keeps the momentum, keeps you moving forward and maturing. Those are biblical too. So we'll get there on our final day. And I'll share some great options to stay with us through the whole Bible in our 19 journeys plan. But first, I want you to reflect. You probably noticed that we still have 4 days left on the plan. And you may have noticed that today's audio is a little shorter than usual. Well, for these last 4 days, we're going to do something a little different. I'll be talking less and you'll be reading less so that you have more time to think and pray. I picked out just a couple verses for each day that give us some of the great closing statements of the New Testament story in letters. Each day, I'll read the passage, share a short thought, then leave you with a question for reflection. Not just reflecting on the verse, but on this great journey we've just taken together. We just read the entire New Testament of the Bible. Not just read it, we explored it together. We dug into the stories, took the time to explain and understand. And more important than all of that, it is my great hope that the Lord spoke to you, that he revealed himself through his word. I hope that you heard words of encouragement, calling, direction, hope, revelation, insight, wisdom, correction. After all, didn't Paul tell Timothy that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, rebuking, and training in righteousness? Well, you just got all the scripture in the whole New Testament. I hope the Holy Spirit has done a lot of teaching and rebuking and correcting and training you in righteousness. So let's take a little time to remember what he taught you. Now, I know some of you keep a journal. If you've been writing down verses and reflections, now's the time to get those out and review. Remember what God spoke to you. As Hebrews told us time and again, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Hear and respond. If it's conviction of sin, repent. If it's correction, then make the change. Remember that God disciplines the one that he loves as a good father. So let's get to it. I have 2 passages for you today and 2 questions to reflect on. Passage 1 is from 2 Timothy, and it is among Paul's final words in the New Testament. Paul reflected on his own journey this way. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Paul finished the race, but remember that he also called us to run our race in such a way as to win. And the preacher to the Hebrews called us to run with perseverance the race marked out for us, with our eyes fixed on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And backing up a bit, my next passage for you comes at the beginning of Philippians, from chapter 1. As Paul said to the Philippians, I say to you, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Those are your verses. Now here's what I want you to reflect on. Consider God's work in you over the last year and along your New Testament journey. How have you grown and changed? In what ways do you want to continue to grow? And that's it. Take time to pray and consider. I encourage you to write or record your response in a journal or audio. And I'll meet you back here for some further reflection tomorrow.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.